Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Who, hey, Spadell, who put the turkeys in the studio? who put these birds in here? You there?
Hello.
Hey, Spadell, can you help me round up these birds?
But it's Thanksgiving. They need to be here.
I know, but I'm just saying that the birds...
It sets the motif for the room.
They're going to do this the entire show.
That's fine. That's just part, it's part of the show today.
it's the atmosphere.
Yeah. Well,
really? Wow. Man, they're everywhere in here.
Yeah, there's a lot of
them. All right, shut the door. That way we can't hear them. I said shut the door. Spadell, shut the door. All right, there you go. Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem,
Thank you. You know I'm plugged into Thanksgiving when I've got you looking for a story where Butterball employees are humping turkeys.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't true because I am a Butterball.
Oh, no. It's true. It's true. PETA is all over Butterball this morning. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Oh, Jamie just walked in.
What? What's going on?
Jamie, breaking news.
Yes?
Butterball. You know Butterball turkeys?
I do.
They've been accused of humping their turkeys before we get them.
Hunting them?
Humping.
I don't get it.
Humping them. Okay. Vile acts at the plant.
I'm still confused.
We all are.
I don't understand the story.
PETA is all over Butterball because they said they've caught them on camera that they've been humping their turkeys.
Who has?
The employees.
Yes. Like on the assembly
what
line.
What is this that you can't understand?
That's really weird.
Seems like another day of news to me.
It's just weird to walk into.
Yeah.
It's just a whole lot, that's all.
You're not wrong there.
Wow.
Tough one to walk into.
Yeah.
That's the best line of the day. That's a tough one to walk
crazy.
Into, Beach.
All right, well.
How you doing?
I've heard it all now.
How was lunch yesterday with the girls?
Ow.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ow. Oh, my God. I keep getting static shocked to my ear. Oh, my God. That's so crazy. Are you guys getting shocked to death?
No.
No, it's just because I took off my jacket.
And
created static electricity. Yeah, that's nuts.
It is so dry, though.
I know.
It feels so dry in here.
It is. Crazy.
My hands are like, I hate that dry feeling.
I know.
Yeah, and I hate lotion.
Really?
Yeah, I got no remedy.
Oh, no.
All right, so you did go to lunch with the girls yesterday?
I did.
Jamie and all the girls went to lunch yesterday, and they normally shut the place down.
Oh,
you lost your phone?
No.
Oh, man, it's complete chaos this morning. We have turkeys running around.
Oh, that's just sad, because I was going to play you some audio from our lunch.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, crap.
I ended up having to pay for, well, I didn't have to. I paid for somebody else's lunch behind us.
Yeah.
Because we were so loud.
Oh, you just felt bad?
Oh, my God. I felt so bad. And guess what? It was $120. What the hell do they have?
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I was like, oh.
Their lunch was $120?
Yeah, they had the steak.
For lunch?
Yeah, they had steak and wine. Yeah.
Man, I got
screwed.
Yeah. It does not pay to be a good person.
It doesn't.
No, it
doesn't. And then they were so nice when they walked up and they were like, look, we sat on the bar side because we love to be around people, blah, blah, blah. We've been married 42 years and we're sick of just talking to each other. So we loved you girls and we thought it was so fun. I was like, why the hell did I pay for these nice people?
Yeah, no kidding.
Really bad mistake.
Because you paid for it thinking they were in misery the entire lunch.
Yeah, and instead they were having fun.
Turns out that they were around you guys for the entertainment value.
Yeah, because they're sick of each other.
I'd get my money back.
Well, it's too late now.
They got a show and a free lunch.
Yeah,
who the hell has steak for lunch?
I know.
I mean, well, you're going to pick up somebody else's lunch.
I actually have. It's the tenderloin tips. They're really good.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, with mushrooms.
That's different. Yeah, that's,
yeah, but yeah. When you go to pay for somebody else, you're not thinking steak.
No, I was thinking chicken sandwich.
Thinking steak. Yeah, you're thinking salad.
Chicken sandwich.
Yeah, $7 salad, you know?
Yep.
All right, well, there you go.
And I don't have my phone. Oh, my God. It's a horrible day.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I even set it out. Like, yeah, you set it out right there. Yep. That didn't work out, did it? Nope. So anyway, tell me about those turkeys.
Never mind.
Okay, fine.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Don't want to ruin Thanksgiving for Butterball people out there.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Once you buy your turkey, you're stuck.
Well, I don't want to think about that happened to my turkey before.
We're getting audio.
At all.
Oh.
I've got audio.
I don't know if I want
audio. I know. The video's been viewed 2 million times.
That's weird.
That's some weird people in this world.
And 1 million of it was Schmidl.
Tried to get the audio. All right, PJ, Jamie, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Is the mountain still socked in with snow?
I have no idea. I haven't been there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they're getting a lot of snow up there. We're going to get the Mountain Wave weather guy on coming up at 7:15 this morning to find out what's
Our
going on down here.
Our weather thing doesn't start till 11 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Into tomorrow, right?
Yep.
All right, back after this, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
We have kicked off the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree for 2024. It is up and running, baby. It's on our website. If you know a family that needs to be nominated because the family's having a little difficulty this season and they got kiddos that need presents, then that's what this is all about.
Yeah, so go to alice1059.com and if you know a family, like PJ just said, go there. There's a little flipper that says contest page. Click on that and then it'll take you to the place.
I haven't checked this morning. It was supposed to be moved to the main page.
Oh, it was? Oh, it is?
Is it back on the main page now?
Nope.
Yeah, so
nice
it's on
job.
The main page
okay.
now.
So no
they
flipper.
Corrected it. No, no flipper needed.
Yeah.
No flipper. But we're looking for families that you can help out this year, and possibly they'll be picked for the Giving Tree. We'll do 20 families, brought to you by Steel Bros, Longmont Dairy, and, of course, Dave & Buster's, where we'll do the big event coming up later on in December. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll ask you yourself there when it is and stuff. It's fine.
December 17th.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
December 17th.
Oh,
we're
going to
play.
I was just reading these studies, which is so true about everything. One of them is that everything falls on chicks for the holidays, like everything. And I agree with that. But it says the holidays are absolutely exhausting for women because what happens when you're hosting everybody and having everybody in your house like Michelle is, you want everything so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the napkins all have to match, the chargers, the plates, all that stuff. And it's like, let it go. It's fine if you don't have all the perfect glassware. And we spend a fortune to impress our family. And they're just our family. And they
exactly.
don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? They're just your family. They don't care if it matches or
no,
not.
No, doesn't matter.
No, not doesn't at all.
Well, you come to my house, that's what you get. Because I don't have a lot of matching stuff, okay?
Yeah.
So you get... And I broke another saucer yesterday, so I'm down to two.
Oh, good. Wait, you even use saucers? That shocks me.
I've got... Well, I don't know how they got the washer, but I opened up the dishwasher yesterday and two plates were broken. Plates and saucers.
You don't, like, you don't strike me as the type of guy that has a coffee cup on a saucer.
No, we use them for other things.
Oh, you
know. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know what we use them for, Jamie, to be honest with you. All right, so yesterday afternoon, about 2 o'clock, an Amber Alert went out. 7-year-old boy missing out of Lakewood. Turned out everything's going to be fine. The kid was found yesterday.
Oh, good.
But, man, that whole scene was crazy yesterday. I had no idea what had gone on before this kid went missing, but here's the story.
Early Monday morning at this Lakewood apartment complex.
They located one adult male who had suffered a gunshot wound.
Police officers were investigating a shooting that turned into much more.
It was determined that his juvenile son had been missing from the apartment.
A 7-year-old boy was nowhere to be found. An Amber Alert was issued for the boy and 26-year-old Crystal Denman, the suspect in the case.
All I know is that she's my child's father's ex-girlfriend. I just didn't want her to do anything crazy, irrational to harm my baby.
Arielle Green is the boy's mom. Family who couldn't contain their excitement in the Lakewood Police Department. When they learned he was found. Safe and unharmed, around 80 miles away on the Eastern Plains.
Man, and I live with a six-year-old.
Wait, is the other guy, is the guy dead?
No, he's in the hospital.
Oh, okay, because they don't tell us a lot about that poor guy.
They just kind of left you hanging.
Yeah.
Well, no, they do later in the story. It's just that we only caught this part of the story to run on the air. But yesterday was a great teaching lesson because Frog, he's 6 years old, he had a lot of questions about how the kid could be missing. So it was a good teaching lesson for him.
Oh, good.
You know, about don't be alone inside the store, don't wander off, you know, things like that. But thankfully, this kid was found. He was found way out, like, what, 70, 80 miles, they said?
80 miles.
Yeah,
holy moly. Those Amber Alerts go off. Man, oh, man, they're scary.
They're chilling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they freaked me out.
Yeah. They went off in the whole restaurant.
They did?
Yeah. So on the, you know, because it's like a sports bar area.
Yeah, I knew it was serious because every device in my house was beeping yesterday.
Well, yeah, that's the Amber Alert. But crazy. But thank goodness they found him.
Yeah. Sometimes, and I don't know why this happens, sometimes there's Amber Alerts that go out that only certain devices get.
Huh.
Have you ever noticed that?
No.
Yeah. Every now and then you'll get one that somehow is, I don't know how they, you know, centralize whatever it is that they're putting out there.
Have no idea.
But I've had that before. All right. Anyway, good news there. The kid was found, so all is good.
Crazy story.
Good. Yeah, it is a crazy story when a kid goes missing right
there.
Yeah, right? All right. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. That is coming next here on the program. Stand by.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, if anybody has seen that commercial, because I'm interested in it for BJ because his back is hurting again.
Yeah.
And it's paid for by your insurance. And this guy has this like wand, and it's like bzz, 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 on this guy's back, and then he like, oh my God, feels so much better. And it's also for neuropathy and all those kinds of things. It's not the red light thing. I have the red light thing too, which I believe in, but it's some other thing. And
Lisa swears by the red light.
I like the red light.
She, you know, I broke her ankle for her.
Yes.
Remember that when I dug those holes in the yard? Well, I didn't do it. The dog did, but I was supposed to fill them in, and she snapped her ankle. But she says she got a lot better because of that light.
Yeah, I think the light really works. Yeah. And now they're doing it. Well, Neutrogena did it a long, long time ago. They had red light therapy for acne.
Yeah.
And you put this like face thing over. I mean, it's like a face, and it looks creepy. But teenagers were blinding themselves.
Oh, really?
Because they weren't wearing the goggles with it. They were just putting on the mask.
It's like a tanning bed almost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is red light, and it's for acne. And Neutrogena actually took it off of the, they took it off the internet. And,
good
and
idea.
Because kids weren't wearing the goggles, and they were blinding themselves with the red light.
Holy moly.
And now there's these red light patches that go under your eyes, too. And it's so weird, because I'm like, oh my God, that's got to blind people.
Where do you see all this
so
crap?
Close.
On the internet.
Yeah.
On the internet. Yep.
Lights that go under your eyes?
Yeah, you know how, well, you don't.
But I don't look for stuff.
You're not
like
a
that.
Girl, but yeah. But eye patch under your eyes things are really, really popular right now. I'm sure.
Take away the puffiness. Yeah. Bert uses them all the time.
All the time. Every girl uses them all the time. But now they come with red lights underneath. I'm like, that would like blind you.
That's crazy.
It's nuts. Yeah. Those things are, I feel like, kind of a ripoff, too. And they're so expensive. I feel like the Real Housewives of every county started them, and we all saw them wearing these little patches under their eyes, and we're like, ooh, what are those? I might need those. I bought them in bulk.
Wow.
Huge tub right underneath this thing.
It's in bulk. All right. Anyway, I don't really have a lot. I have to be honest with you. There's like not a lot going on. And I mostly get all my tabloid trash from my phone. I have to be honest. And so I don't have a phone today. So this is really, really, really uncomfortable for me. But I will tell you the latest from Harvey on TMZ. Harvey, yeah. He was saying that Liam Payne had this phobia of being left in his hotel room. That ever since he toured with One Direction, Liam Payne hated the anxiety of being caught inside a hotel room. And so when they removed him from the lobby of the hotel room and forced him to go back into his room, obviously he was, you know, on drugs and all that stuff. They took the mirrors off the walls. So they didn't want him to cut himself. It was kind of insane. But they forced him to stay in his room. And they're saying that's why he went on the balcony, not to jump, but maybe to try to climb down or get out of his room because he had such anxiety.
Yeah,
about this.
And if you remember, I think there was a phone call that we played the hotel where they were talking about they were scared that something was going to happen with this guy. And if that's the case, then that means that they knew. They knew that something was up with him and that he was, you know, susceptible to hurting himself.
Well, and Harvey even goes, you know, even like what you're saying, exactly the same thing that he mentioned it in the phone call. And they're saying that the hotel is completely liable for this.
I don't see how they wouldn't be.
I mean, they forced him in there.
Well, no, it's more like you acknowledge that you knew that he could harm himself. That's where the legal part of it comes in, that they could be liable, you know, forcing him back. But knowing that he could hurt himself, that's where you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, and it's on the call. I remember hearing it on the call.
So this whole thing is just...
It is bizarre.
Yeah.
And the weird part is they arrested three people, right?
Correct.
Didn't a couple of those people work for the hotel?
They did.
Yeah. And they were the ones supplying the drugs.
Yeah.
That'll make you liable right there.
Yeah. So the whole thing is just, it's tragic, obviously. And then the pictures of his parents at the funeral home. I don't know why they were, not the funeral home, but they were along the path of his carriage. And my God, that was just awful. All right, let's see here. What else do I want to... That chicken fried... Oh, I almost called her a bitch. And she's not... It was not her fault. She got in a breakup. Anyway, she tells us that that chicken fried girl, she dated Zach Bryan. Well, she's telling us that she's really in trouble in relationships. And I know a few of these people that do this. She gets so involved in the relationship, she loses herself, BJ.
She lost herself?
She lost herself.
With this... what was the guy's name?
Mm-hmm. Zach Bryan.
Yeah. She lost herself.
Oh, poor thing.
And she doesn't even know how to be social anymore.
She can't find herself.
No.
She's lost.
She says that when she starts dating somebody, she goes all in and it's all about their life and not about her life anymore. And whatever they need and whatever they need her to do and whatever, she's just there for them. And she forgets to live her own life. And she forgot even how to work because she was so involved in his life.
That's the way I am.
I know.
I'm just all in.
You are. I know. Whatever she says to do, do it.
I'm just right there at her beck and call. The whole thing is to make her happy.
We know. Yeah. We watch it. Yeah.
So I fully get what Chicken Fry is saying.
You don't even know how to be by yourself.
I'm BJ Chicken Fry.
You are.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I did see your son yesterday, and he's so excited about Thanksgiving, too.
Who?
Your son.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't figure out which one. I got four. Yeah. He was here in the studio yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And he's so excited. I was like, your dad's so excited about Thanksgiving. He goes, you know what? I am too. It's the first time we've all sat down together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
So that's cool. It's affecting them too. Not affecting in a bad way. They're excited about it too, to all sit down together.
I talked to Austin, who's out in Los Angeles yesterday. I made sure I wired him $700. I spoke to...
Is his girlfriend coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they need hotel money. And then I talked to Andrew out of New York. He's coming in on Friday, too.
Nice.
Wired him $500.
Is he bringing his boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
No, he's coming solo, but he wants a different room at the hotel. And then, of course, the one that lives here, which... Thankfully, I didn't have to wire. I saw him yesterday.
Right.
Man, it's looking good.
Is he bringing his wife?
Yes.
Does she have a kid?
Older, I think. Yes, older kid.
Is that kid coming?
No.
Okay.
No.
So
I've never met that kid.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-mm, he's 20.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. He's an older kid.
Oh, okay.
And then your kid.
He's out on his own.
And then your other kid, and then your wife. That's eight at the table.
Well, I haven't counted yet. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, I missed a 9.
9.
Is her mom? Oh, it's her mom or something?
No, the three of us. Me, Lisa and Frog.
Yeah.
And then you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
That's eight.
Yeah.
You know,
I was what am I missing right now?
I've already thought because I set up dinner to go to dinner on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
I didn't set it up. We're just going to show up. But that's going to cost me a buku.
Wait, I thought you were making dinner.
I am on one day, but other days we're going out to dinner.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I thought you're having your Thanksgiving on Friday.
No, I think we're going to do Sunday
instead.
Yeah,
that's what I heard yesterday.
I think we're doing Sunday instead because one of the boys doesn't get in until late on Friday.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
But he gets here early enough that he can meet me at a restaurant.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's going to cost you a lot.
Yes, it is. Yes, I've already calculated. That's beyond the $700 here, $500 there. I mean, I'm just, anybody need a loan, just come to me, man. Spadell, you need some money.
Yeah.
You know what I feel bad for is the people with split family. Well, you actually have split family too, but like my girlfriend. So here's her day, right? So she has to go to his side first for Thanksgiving. They have an earlier Thanksgiving, a lunch Thanksgiving, right? Then at night, she has to take her kids to her mom's house, right? And then they have another Thanksgiving. And then they kind of do that. And then they go to the dad's house for not. She's got three Thanksgivings in one day.
I wouldn't be able to move for like a week after eating all that food.
I think we've got it pretty much figured out because we've got like three different, but they're all different days.
Right.
Yeah. Like the boys, the one out in L.A., he's going to one on Thursday. He doesn't fly until Friday. So he's going to one out there. Then he'll go to his mom's on Saturday and then me on Sunday.
But
so he gets
if
a whole weekend of
mom
turkey.
And dad are both, I mean, like, that would be four of them, right? You go to your husband's, and then your husband has a divorce in his family, so then you go to the husband's mom's, you know, because you've just gone to the dad's. Now you go to your mom's, and then you go to the other dad's. That's four.
Yeah.
I just quit.
Like, I know, right? It's a lot of turkey. Yeah.
Imagine if you're in Nick Cannon's family.
Oh, my God. I wonder how they do that.
All those baby mamas,
I think
man.
They rent out like a ballroom, and they're just all sitting there together.
I get it. Like, is he the king of the table? Yeah. He's at the end of the table?
All the women. You'd have to do it that way. You couldn't make every house.
No, you couldn't.
I mean, there's like eight mamas.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not enough time on Thanksgiving for that.
That is crazy. Holy hell, I didn't think about that.
I kind of like the way mine's set up, though.
Yeah.
Because now, for Thanksgiving Day, I can get up and watch the parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. I love that thing. I love those big balloons coming down the street.
It's so lame, but I love that you love it, but I hate
and
it.
And then I can also watch the football games on Thursday. So.
But then you have to go to your in-laws, right?
Yeah, later in the afternoon, late in the day.
For tacos.
Tacos. Friggin' tacos on turkey day.
I mean, you're going to see balloons that look like turkeys. You're not seeing balloons that look like tacos.
No. No, you're not, Jamie. You're exactly right. Enchiladas.
Right? And what's that? Not cornucopia. What's that thing?
That's a cornucopia.
Yeah. Cornucopia. Yeah, there's a balloon that looks like a cornucopia, not a burrito.
I'm having burritos.
Maybe they'll have a cornucopia with burritos and chips coming out of it.
Yeah. Sour cream dripping out.
I love Mexican food. Don't get me wrong, but not on Turkey Day.
No, that seems so odd.
Just sacrilegious.
Right.
I mean, I want to celebrate the pilgrims.
Right.
Sitting down with the Indians.
It's an important day.
Big feast.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
That was it?
Yep. That's all I got. What?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. I got a couple of things I could throw in here.
Oh, I thought like my time was up. Because I have
it is. You're right.
I have other stuff, but I thought my time was up.
Yeah, your time's up.
Okay, fine.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come on.
All right.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. BJ and Jamie's Giving Tree. Again, let's plug this because we need families that are in need, and you can nominate. You can nominate yourself, too, if you want to. But you need kids. Got to have kids that need toys for Christmas.
Right. So that's the thing is if, you know, we're really looking to give kids toys. And I know some of you have like 19-year-olds that want some cool stuff, some games and gaming stuff. But we really want to concentrate on the little kids. So go to alice1059.com and you'll see it right there and nominate a family.
We're not looking for socks and mittens.
Nope. We're not.
We want Tonka trucks.
Hey,
right?
I have to tell you guys something.
What's that?
I've got to like stop getting involved in crap.
What do you mean?
Let me explain, okay? And I don't know how this happens, you guys. And I know there's a lot of you that are just like me, that somehow you're the go-to person. So last night, there's eight girls. Seven. I don't know. Eight. At this restaurant, right? And we are a zoo. I mean, it is a blast, but it's just, we need private room. Like, it's just crazy, right?
Right.
And it's a really long table, so everybody's trying to talk to each other, and it's just crazy. And so I'm talking to, I'm over here, like, talking to my girlfriend, and our whole girl group is there, and all of a sudden she goes, hey, there's a situation going on down at the other end of the table. I'm like, what? What do you mean? Because I'm having fun, whatever. Well, there's a girl that's confronting my friends at the other end of the table.
Because they're loud?
No. Oh. So I don't know what's going on, right? I have no idea.
So you have no idea.
I have no idea what's going on.
Gotcha.
And so I was like, what's going on? And they're like, oh my God, this girl's freaking out because she said that we took her picture. And then me, because I have to get involved. I'm not even involved. I'm on the other end of the table. I go, excuse me, to the girl. I go, can you come here a minute? And she's like, yeah. And I said, what's going on? And then Taya says, she wants my phone. She said I took her picture. I go, listen. And this girl's wasted. And I go, nobody cares about taking a picture of you. Go home.
Did you look at the phone to see the picture?
No, I didn't. Nobody took her picture, but Taya later, after she left, showed us that she didn't have any pictures.
Okay,
well, the girl was drunk, so
yeah,
maybe
she was wasted, yeah. And then she ends up crying to a bunch of other people, saying that Jamie's mean.
Oh. Why didn't she just show her? Just show her. I don't have your picture.
Because it was dumb. She wanted her phone. She was trying to take her actual physical phone. Like, nobody even knows this girl. We don't even know who she is.
That's
like,
a crime.
Oh, I get that. I get it. Was a complete stranger.
To take my phone. Like, I would never grab your phone if I'm in a bar. A bunch of girls are just taking
pictures. A stranger's phone.
I was just saying that she could turn her phone and say, hey, I don't have your picture. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
She's not even worth that kind of trouble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was just like, hey, you guys are taking my picture.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people get caught up in pictures and don't even know it.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, when you're out, you're out.
Exactly.
Now we're taking pictures.
And nobody even cares about her or knows her name or anything. But then she went and started spreading this stuff about me. Saying like, Jamie White is a horrible person, and she's
who did that?
That girl, and she knew who I was, but she started crying to the staff.
So now the restaurant's involved.
So now the restaurant's mad at me because I told this crazy woman to go home.
That's right. Wow.
It just became this whole drama. I'm like, you guys, how did I even get involved in this? I didn't even know that this was happening.
It was at the other end of the table.
Yeah,
like,
but I asked for it.
You got yourself involved.
I asked for it.
She asked for it, she said.
I understand. I asked for it, and I said, hey, can I talk to you? And I just said, nobody cares about your picture. Go home.
Yeah.
And then somehow now I'm the bad guy in the world.
No, I was telling Carson that's what Jamie's complaining about. Why do I always get involved?
Time.
Why do I step in when it's none of my business?
Well,
that's your point.
I just said, you know what, you guys? Like, this always happens. I always take up for you guys, and I always try to resolve something, but you guys never take up for me! And now I'm the bad guy of this whole restaurant because this girl was crying to everybody. Oh, my God. It was a fiasco.
Man.
But I did like my line. Yeah. Nobody cares about you or your picture. Go home.
It's simple.
Instead, she went to management.
Yeah. Jamie White's so mean.
She's a mean person.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Way to go, Jamie. We've lost another listener.
Well, that I don't care about. I'm just like... Oh, crap, that bar. I really like it.
Yeah. You don't want them to think negative of you.
Yeah, right?
You're able to go back.
I hope so.
You might get a letter.
Who knows?
You might be banned.
Maybe it might be banned. I don't know. Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
A night.
Just a typical night out with Jamie White and the girls. Yep. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. It's going to be crazy. Welcome to a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
You can find us on the Odyssey app. It's free. Podcast will be there later on today, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I saw yesterday where Amazon's looking to strike by Black Friday.
Wait.
Amazon.
I understand. Can I just tell you, there is no such a thing as Black Friday. It's Black Month.
Yeah, I agree with you. I got a couple of takes on this, though. Black Friday is coming up this Friday, right? Amazon's threatening to strike. And they say the strike will last through Cyber Monday, okay?
Okay.
Which is a week from yesterday, okay? Their timing's a little bit off. Because Amazon, you're not delivering stuff until after the fact. They're only ordering on Black Friday. It's Cyber Monday, so you're still delivering the packages next week. You get it?
Oh, yeah.
So the timing's
a little long. Is it the drivers or is it what?
It's the delivery people.
The delivery people.
Yeah, the delivery people. But I was thinking yesterday, Jamie, you and I here at this job that we have, we don't have like a specific time of the year where we could go on strike and it really affect them. Do you know? See what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, for example, out in Vegas, the culinary people and the bartenders were going to strike right before F1. Remember?
Right, I do.
They had the perfect setup. Amazon got the perfect setup. Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up.
Yeah.
You and I, the only thing we have is like Children's Miracle Network, and that would look really bad on us.
Yeah, that would.
Kids with IVs, we go on strike, right, that would look
that
good.
That would be bad. That would absolutely be bad. That's true.
But we don't have that date that we could throw in there that we could really stick it to the boss.
So what? Why are they going on strike?
They want better conditions.
Oh, gotcha.
Better pay. You know, the whole works.
But I guess it's in 20 countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I could throw a monkey wrench in things.
But my girlfriend just posted, like, she literally said, Black Friday lasts for 2 months. And she's not wrong. There is no Black Friday anymore. I mean, they've completely ruined it.
It's been gone for years.
Yeah, it has been. And we bitch about it every year.
Yep.
But it seems like they don't care.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody even pays any attention anymore.
No, I
really don't. I think it's gone.
Good old days, man.
I think that advertising uses it because they think it's a hook right now, but nobody pays attention to it. You don't have anybody getting up at 4:30 in the morning and showing up at a store, standing in line for the most part.
It's gone.
Not like they used to.
None of our little children will know the joys of Black Friday. Here's some other things that are also now going to be gone from their existence, like Black Friday. One of them is, let's see here. It says, nope, that's it. Alarm clocks are going to be gone. Complete.
Huh.
And they can't do that to us. And I'll tell you why. Because I was in a hotel one time and my phone died and I didn't have a charger with me.
Yeah.
And I mean, yes, I called the front desk and had them, but I never trust them. And I had to set the old fashioned alarm clock.
Either that or like you put an Alexa in so we can actually just set our own.
Yeah, but if the power goes out.
Well, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the power goes out, because I've had the power go out where you can't charge your phone.
I would guess a lot of people don't even know how to set the alarm on a clock.
I bet you're right. Yeah, I bet you're right.
That's a little complicated.
Probably, yeah. Gen Z for sure doesn't.
I don't think a lot of people would know it right now.
The other thing that will be obsolete, okay, are greeting cards.
Yeah.
But
it's all electronic.
I love the Hallmark store.
Yeah.
The gold one.
We might get 2 cards a year.
I remember when I was little, my mom had them all around the door.
Yeah.
You know, the door frame.
We did it too.
All the neighbors sent them and everything, and now they're just.
My sister sends a card.
Yeah.
She's still stuck in, you know, 1970. But she sends a card, and one other person, but I can't remember who it is. Somebody else sends a card too, but that's it. That's all we get anymore.
Well, I get a couple of friends that send them, and they tell us all about their family.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What are those called?
An entire letter,
It's like the Christmas letter?
It's the update.
Yeah.
The yearly update.
Yeah, you get the update. Yeah.
And it's all lies.
Uh-huh. Well, I
definitely
would do that
exaggerated.
Too. You know, if I've got a 16-year-old that's in jail, I'm not going to put that in my letter. I'm going to tell you how he just got accepted at Yale.
Yeah, right? You know? I mean, it's all
Yale, jail,
read about
it rhymes.
Whole family. First of all, I'm like, I don't care, and I don't know why you're so narcissistic to think I care, right?
I've never done that, and I've never received one.
Oh,
I've never received an update on the family. I've hear about them, but I've never received one.
A lot of people from Illinois still send them out.
Yeah. I guess that wasn't a Middle Tennessee thing.
I think it's a farmer thing, you know?
Like, maybe.
Yeah, you know, Doug, he just ended the wheat crop. the other thing, can openers will be obsolete because everything's going to be pull tab.
Yeah.
That sounds
I could see that.
Right? Gas-powered cars will be obsolete.
I don't know about that. I don't agree with that. We didn't think
Tesla was going to ever be what they are now. And if you think about it, remember, all the lawn equipment is going battery. They have to go battery
but
soon.
But cars...
Cars are not going away.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people are moving away from their EV programs.
I agree. Let's see here. Business cards. Yeah. That makes sense.
And there's a lot of the cans that you buy, but you still have to have a can opener.
No, I know, but they're going to be future. It'll be obsolete in the future. Right? That's what they're saying, is that the way the manufacturers are making it so much easier for a pull can for people like with arthritis and stuff. And so it's going to be business cards are going to be obsolete.
Agreed.
Right? Yep. Somebody said you guys with AI.
Wow.
Obsolete. You're not wrong. We just didn't want to say it.
Right. Here's what I don't get. I don't get how older people, without the use of smartphones, like I know some people have that. Older people have jitterbug or whatever. When we were in California, the whole parking system, and I know they have it in Cherry Creek too, the parking system with the app and scanning it and all that, how do people park, older people park?
My dad wouldn't be able to. He literally has a flip phone. That's all he has. Yeah, so he would be screwed. He would have to find somebody to help him.
That's what I was saying, because when we pulled in the Cherry Creek parking garage even, you know, it's all whatever, QR code. And I looked at my girlfriend's, I'm like, I feel bad for older people.
Yeah, dude, they're just like lost in time, basically.
Yeah, because they don't have like, they think that they're just going to get that little receipt and like there'll be an attendant. There's no attendant.
No.
You have to pay on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have no idea. Like, they're probably just like, I'm not going anywhere.
I think they just park.
Yeah.
They just get out and
forget about it. Yeah.
Just park.
My dad just kind of sticks to his little area and he doesn't go pretty much anywhere else.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's intimidating, I'm
it
sure.
Is. Yeah.
It
throws you off.
It does. So, anyway, yeah. So, all the parking things will just be QR codes now. No checkbooks, obviously, and no physical receipts and no cash registers.
I got to write a check today.
You do?
Yeah.
I wrote a check the other, what was it for? And I was got so nervous. I took two. Oh, it's for my roofer.
Yeah.
He only took a check. Yeah. And I got so nervous writing it because it's been so long.
Yeah.
And I was like, I took two with me to over to Bud's because I was meeting him at Bud's because I was worried I'd screw up the first one.
I have a contractor and he wants a check today.
Yeah.
I asked him about Venmo. No, I don't know. I don't think so. I want a check. Oh. And I'm like, okay.
Listen, you're going to panic. It's so scary to write one again.
I got to find a check.
I know.
That's the first move.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I got a check.
I know.
I got to find one today.
It was, I was like, and... No. Oh, my God, I don't remember.
BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. We're going to talk to the Mountain Wave weather guy.
John?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me give him a call.
All right. let's get him on next. I don't think anything major down here for us, but the mountains, man, they're getting a lot of snow right now. They're saying that if you don't get out today going west, that you may not get over the pass through the tunnel because it's so bad. All right. We'll talk to John next.
BJ and Jamie.
It's time for some Mountain Wave weather. Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave weather dude.
Yeah, straight from Facebook. John, Mountain Wave weather dude. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, gonna be big around your house. You got a new kid.
Yeah, no kidding. First Thanksgiving for the baby. They love turkey.
Yeah,
when
they're love
definitely.
Turkey.
When
they're
little.
Right. Hey, John. last time we talked to you before that big storm, you mentioned a lumber company, and my friend Garo went in because they had a sale on snowblowers, and my friend Garo went in and bought a snowblower there, and he was so excited. He showed me the receipt, how much money he saved.
Oh, yeah, excellent. That's great to hear. Yeah, they do a good job over there.
What was the name of the place again?
It's Moore Lumber in downtown Castle Rock, or right outside downtown Castle Rock.
Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Moore.
Excited.
All right.
Excited.
Hey, John, we're calling you because there's a big snowstorm up in the mountains, but we don't know what's going to happen down here on the plains in the Front Range.
Yeah, absolutely. Mountains are going to get hammered, so if you're going skiing, that's going to be great, which is always nice this time of year. Probably going to have a lot of trouble driving back and forth up there because the roads are going to be pretty nasty. So that's a big storm kind of coming out of the west and the northwest. It's not usually a favorable track for us east of the Continental Divide, but we have a couple of little things coming together with the storm. We have the moisture coming in from a leftover atmospheric river that's been hit in California, Oregon, northwest.
All right.
And then the storm center itself goes a little further north to us, but what that does is that kicks the jet stream over us. And what that allows the air to do is rise. So if we've got that moisture and we get a lot of lift in the air, we can actually see, you know, somewhat decent snow. So I don't think it's as big of a storm down here as our last one by any means. But I'd put it, you know, somewhere between like a small and a medium-sized storm.
Small to medium.
We're going to get a rise.
I've never ever heard small to medium in weather forecasting.
Yeah. Normally it comes with french fries.
Extra large, large, small, medium.
Wow. All right, so what, a couple of inches, maybe four? Small to medium?
It's going to be fairly... Yeah, it's be fairly warm. So it really depends on when that rain transitions to snow. It's probably initially going to start as rain. And then the trend is, just like with a lot of our storms, the higher your elevation is, the more snow you're probably going to see out of this. So if you're in like downtown Denver or Denver surrounding areas, you might only get in maybe an inch or two of slush out of this one. But then as you go further south, so like, you know, Highlands Ranch, Littleton, Lone Tree, those areas, you're looking at 2 to 4.
Wow.
And then down south towards Castle Rock and Elbert County and those higher areas is like a 3 to 6 to 4 to 8 inch type deal.
Oh,
out of this
man.
Point.
Wow. Small to medium.
3 to 6 to 4 to 8.
Wow. Hey, the big question is, if somebody's headed west, let's say you got to go over to, you know, Glenwood Springs or something. If you head out today going through the mountains, are you going to make it? Can you get through?
From what I haven't looked at the highways to see if they're all open. I think they all are. They were closed for a period yesterday because there was snow. But the snow that's going to hit the mountains, that's already hitting them, is probably going to be heavy enough where they're going to have a lot of issues on the highways at some point if they're not already. Mm-hmm. Some of the areas near the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail Pass, and those areas could get up to like 2 feet of snow out of this. So when you have snow falling that hard and heavy, and you put people out on the roads, it's just usually a matter of time before they start playing bumper cars.
And the thing, I recommend this to every person that lives in Colorado. Go to CDOT, and they have they have that little travel thing, and you can actually, I get live updates on my phone on which roads they've closed. CDOT always announces it, and they send you out a text as soon as they're closing
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so go to that.
Yeah, and they're a great resource, for sure.
John, the Mountain Wave weather guy, you can find him on Facebook. All right, John, what's a typical Thanksgiving at your house? What kind of food do you have? Do you have Mexican? Do you have seafood?
We do the traditional. So it's, you know, the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the green beans, you know, the pies. Yeah, but very, very traditional. It'd be fun one year to try something different, though.
No.
Do you have the traditional weird uncle?
No, we don't have the weird uncle.
You know, the guy that drinks a beer and smokes in your house.
I mean, you know, we've got the cousins and the other folk, you know, sisters and brothers coming in, so... I guess maybe it's possible I'm the weird uncle.
That's why Jamie asked. Yeah. We just pictured you as the weird uncle.
No. Great.
John, you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday, okay? You and your family.
You guys, too. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys.
You got it.
Thanks, John.
All right, there you go. John.
All right, take care.
Mountain Wave weather dude.
I love that guy.
Yeah,
you
can find him. Find him on Facebook. Look him up. He's very good at what he does. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, they're saying demure is the new word of the year.
Really?
Yeah, demure, a word that gained viral fame on TikTok. Thanks to that girl, like she's like, it's so, what did she say? I think we have the actual clip. This is how it all kicked off, number one.
See how I do my makeup for work? Very demure, very mindful. I don't come to work with a green cut crease. I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. See how I look very presentable? The way I came to the interview is the way I go to the job. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson and go to the job looking like Patty and Selma. Not demure. I'm very modest. I'm very mindful. You see my shirt? Only a little chichi out. Not my chocho. Be mindful of why they hired you. Here's your reality check, diva. What's the name you'd like me to make it out to?
Okay, there were three words, though. Remember, it's demure, mindful, and very...
Cutesy.
Very cutesy. Okay, all right. I knew there were three. Very demure, very mindful, very cutesy. I have my chi-chi out, but not my choo-choo or something. That's all I got from that audio. Whatever that means. Anyway, so the word took off on TikTok in August with coining the phrase very demure, very mindful in a series of viral videos. And so now it is considered the word of the year by dictionary.com. Very demure. You know what's funny? I used that word last night. That's weird.
You did?
And then here it is in the news. Yeah, I was like, you guys, we are not being very demure. Anyway, all right. Dwayne Johnson says, go ahead and sing in the movie theater. If you're going to a musical kind of movie, he says, then you're into it, sing. Now, that is absolutely the opposite of what AMC Theaters has said. They actually, I guess, they throw up a little video before they screen Wicked and tell you not to sing in it.
Yeah.
But Dwayne Johnson says, sing away.
Hmm. I think his movie's bombing, though, isn't it?
I don't
know. Doesn't he have that Christmas? One? Yeah, that yeah. red one that's out at theaters
it's
right
not
now?
Doing
they say
very
it's
well.
Doing terrible.
Mm. I wonder
it's a Christmas movie.
Do they sing in it?
I have no idea, Jamie. They call it a family event.
Oh.
Family
it's like a Christmas fortune. Action movie.
Yeah.
Ooh, Christmas action. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Anyway, so he's saying go ahead and sing if you feel like singing. You know, I don't know. I loved Rocky Mountain Picture Show. I never went, but I remember like hearing about everybody. I never ever went, but I remember all the older kids always talking about how they'd go in and they'd sing, and it just sounded so fun.
Yeah, I think I'd listen to AMC Theaters. If they say they're going to toss you out of there, you might not want to sing.
I'm surprised that they don't have sing-along showings where it's just like 5 p.m. Yes. We do it here, you know.
I agree.
That's what
you.
They need to do.
Yeah, I agree. This is sad. You know how we were just talking about the list of things that will be obsolete very soon?
Yeah.
Guess what is already becoming obsolete, and it's a Christmas thing. Go ahead, guess. It's for Christmas. It only comes around at Christmas.
Candy canes.
Ooh, poinsettias. Oh.
Poinsettias is good because those are poisonous for animals.
No, they're not.
Oh, I thought they were.
No. Oh. It's a myth.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Your animals might get sick.
Yeah.
They might have a little, you know, one of those, but they're not going to die.
But
no.
Well, still, but it is poison to them?
Yeah, but, I mean, they eat grass, they get sick, but yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right. Anything else? No. Any other?
Putting out cookies for Santa.
No. Santa always loves cookies.
I know.
Why
he's
would you stop
on a
that?
Diet? What? What do you think
just
he's like?
Just out there.
Terrible guess.
It was horrible.
What?
What do you think, he's diabetic or something?
Yeah.
I mean, he could be watching his weight.
What are you putting out? Tofu?
He's got to be healthy.
Plant-based.
Think
about how many cookies he eats on Christmas Eve.
I know, but come on.
You don't. That's not something that's going to be obsolete.
God. Dumb question.
Terrible guess.
Whatever.
Putting out cookies.
Oh, my God. No, it's the mistletoe.
Oh, I was close. The poinsettia was close.
Well, no, it's kind of not. The mistletoe, because you're supposed to kiss under it.
Yeah.
And so nobody kisses under the mistletoe anymore because it's considered office harassment.
Oh.
There's also, the younger generation thinks it's gross to kiss random people under a mistletoe.
They don't,
Yeah, because of diseases. I mean, they kind of have a point.
where do you buy it if you want it? I don't even know where you get mistletoe anymore.
I have some plastic mistletoe at, from Walmart.
Yeah, but the real stuff,
to
be able to buy the real stuff.
Yeah, young people aren't interested in kissing under the mistletoe anymore, and the older generation who used to cut it down and bundle it up are dead.
No kidding.
Man.
Oh, so that's why it's not available. The old people that went out and got it.
Yeah, so that's sad.
They're dead.
Jake Paul's, the MVP promotions company that sponsored the whole fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, are saying that we never rigged that fight. It was never, ever rigged. In fact, it's a federal crime in the United States to rig a professional boxing match. Nothing like that happened, and it's illogical and inane that any of you think that we rigged it.
I'm not buying it.
That means they did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When you come out with a statement like that, that means you actually did do it.
Oh, my God. It says that you're taking away from their abilities and their profession. From the fighters.
Oh, from Jake Paul, because he's so professional.
Yeah, you're demeaning them.
It was a show that we saw Mike Tyson's butt.
Exactly.
It was for entertainment purposes only.
Oh, my God, right? This is kind of a crazy, crazy story. Think about this. There are more songs being released every single day than there were in the entire year of 1989.
I believe that.
That's
every
wild.
Single day.
Yeah. Yeah.
New artists, this is insane. The number of new artists, people creating music, is now 76 million people. 76 million people. They expect, so everybody's making music, right? Because everybody feels like they can be a singer.
Yeah. Well, and especially for TikTok, if you get a hook or a song on TikTok, it doesn't even have to be a good song, but if like the hook's there and people start using it, then it'll be popular.
76 million right now create music, and then they expect this by 2030, which by the way is scary that that's not so far away, 2030, there'll be 199 million music creators.
You know, there's a guy here in Denver, that made the Guinness Book of World Records a few days ago because he put out more singles in 24 hours than ever in history.
Really?
He's in the Guinness Book of World Records as of now.
And do you know his name or what he's saying or anything?
No, he does a saxophone. It's a saxophone.
Oh.
And he put together all these singles and released them within a 24-hour period, and he made the Guinness Book of World Records for the most, what do they call it, cyber or
streaming?
Whatever.
His name's Brandon Theis.
Huh?
The guy that you're talking about, his name's Brandon Theis.
Brandon Theis.
Yeah.
Plays the saxophone, right?
It just says that he released music, the most music in 24 hours.
Yes, saxophone.
Lakewood, Colorado.
Yep.
You know what is sad for me?
What's that?
And I know nobody cares, but I don't have my phone, and it is really troubling. I had to ask Carson. I said, "Hey, can you Google for me when the rut is over? When the deer rut is over?" And he's like, "Huh?" I go, "Well, because I almost hit two deer this morning, and so I was just wondering when the rut is over." And I have to ask him because it's like not being able to walk. You know what I mean?
By the way, it's deers. It's got an S on it.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Got an S.
And it's what? It's over in the middle of December.
Yeah.
It's the last 2 weeks of November, first 2 weeks of December.
Dude, they are everywhere. I'm warning you guys, be really careful because they're out looking for some like deer loving action, right?
Yeah.
Some deer meat, if you will.
We all are.
And I don't know why they think the roads are where they're going to find it, because that is splat.
No, especially if you're going down Colfax.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them up there looking for action.
Yeah.
There's a deer on every corner.
I saw them.
Oh, yeah.
This
is so dumb. It's a hot spot for deer right now.
Deers.
For deers.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm done. There you go. Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice in Wonderland. He will be there.
I know. I'm so excited. He's going to be the headliner.
Benson Boone.
Yeah,
that's going to be a big, big show. We were talking about this yesterday. Tickets online. If you go to Vivid Seats or even StubHub, to get tickets to get into Alice in Wonderland, it's going to be around anywhere from $400 to $900.
You know, I think that you should rethink a couple of things, though. I think that you've made some real big mistakes with the show.
What's that?
Well, I know that you went to the tailor. And I know you got your blue sequin outfit.
Yes, I did.
And it's split all the way down to the belly button.
I did.
And I know you think it's going to be funny, but I wonder if he'll be offended. Like the fat guy dressing up like him.
trying to be a lookalike.
I don't think so. No? I think he'll take that as like I'm part of the club. You know, it's like a uniform.
Oh, okay. Beach
has got the uniform on for
the onesie
show.
Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't see it that way. I wasn't mocking.
Oh, okay. Because
like
I felt like maybe what if we piss him off and then he doesn't come on stage?
I tried that on for the wife yesterday. It drove her nuts.
Did it?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And did you do the back flip off the piano?
Yeah, I did that little gyrating thing. It hurt my back. So that's why I'm sore today. I did that gyrating thing that you do when you get that onesie on. But it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a big, 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 big show. All right. BJ and Jamie's Giving Tree.
Right.
We need nominations. So if you know a family, please nominate.
Yeah. Here's the deal. We love it when there's a bunch of kids, right? Because it's all about the kids this Christmas. And I know a lot of families are in need this Christmas as well. So go to alice1059.com. You'll see it right there. It's just loud and right in the center. And you can nominate a family. And then later on, we find families that, buy all the gifts for those kids.
Yeah, it's a good time, too. We're going to be over at Dave & Buster's, Steel Bros, Heating and Air. They're a sponsor. You got Longmont Dairy's a sponsor. And, of course, the people over at Dave & Buster's.
And I think it's only a few more days to nominate families.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Okay. Until Sunday.
Okay, so make sure you get it in. Get that in.
You know how sometimes on this program, Jamie, you and I are ahead of the curve?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it happens all the time.
It does.
It does. Where we say something here, we talk about something, and all of a sudden, it's a news item the next day.
Yep.
I mean, we're ahead of the curve on a lot of things. I'm looking for the story here. So yesterday, I'm watching TV, okay? I'm sitting there watching Mike Sfenity, going through the channels, and I come up on, I think it was CNN. I'm not really sure which one. It was a news channel. I do know that. And remember how a couple of weeks ago, I was doing the lockup lunch?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to say it like that. It was a hell of a feature.
You know what's weird? I said, yeah, and instantly my eyes rolled. That was weird. I didn't even mean for that to happen simultaneously. Whoa.
It was one of the best
viral.
It was one of the best bits ever on this radio station.
Was it? Really?
That's lockup bad. Lunch. It was the menu from over at the prison on Federal. I'm sorry, the federal prison over on Kipling, who sent us the menu for the week, and I read it for a week and did it in the 9 o'clock hour or whatever. So yesterday, I'm flipping through the channels. On one of the channels, I find Diddy's Thanksgiving dinner has been revealed. They have the prison lockup lunch. These people, I swear,
you're cutting edge.
I thought of this first.
You're cutting edge.
I thought of this first. And now CNN went through the menu of what Diddy will be having for Thanksgiving.
That is crazy. My God.
Would you like to hear?
Sure. I would. Wait, let me guess. Turkey. Mashed potatoes.
Cranberries.
Green beans. And pumpkin pie. Crazy.
Lunch will include turkey, mashed potatoes, green beans.
Yeah, crazy.
Dinner rolls.
Oh, I forgot.
Turkey gravy.
Oh, dinner rolls, yeah.
Topped off with a pie.
Shocker.
Well, look. The story is not what he's having for Thanksgiving, okay? It's the fact that they, on CNN, is reading Lock Up Lunch. They're the exact same bit that I was doing. They stole that from me.
They sure did.
Yes.
That's crazy.
By the way, here's the thing. Then after they have the big turkey lunch over there at the prison where P. Diddy is, after that, they go back to the standard. They only get that for that window of lunch, and that's it. And then they go back to the standard. For dinner, they'll have peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, so they have lunch Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think they have their lunch.
What time do you guys do Thanksgiving?
Usually around 3.
3?
About 3.
Typically 4. About 4.
4?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like 5, 6.
5, yeah. So our family always did it early, like at noonish, and I hated it.
That's a lot of food that early.
Yeah, so early. Like, everybody is, like, always hungry, and they're, like, right around noon or 1, we always had Thanksgiving, and then, I don't know, everybody's, like, sloth at, like, 5.
Yeah, you don't. And you need all that time to prepare, too.
Yeah.
So it takes a while. Plus, you want football on, and the whole work's going on, you know?
Yeah, it was always early.
Yeah. We always do it later on in the day.
Yeah, so then they have peanut butter and jellies after their Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they go back to the regular stuff, but I thought it was kind of weird. I'm watching TV and they're doing a lock-up lunch. I'm like, what the heck?
What a weird feeling it must be, and this guy's a piece of crap, right? But going from your mansion in Miami, having it catered, having all those people there, you know, on Thanksgiving, and now you're locked up in a cell, and, as you should be.
Yeah.
You know, just slopped
by
on.
By yourself.
Yeah, just as like... There.
They shouldn't even get a turkey lunch.
I agree.
They shouldn't even get that, being there, and for what they've done. By the way, yesterday, the Menendez brothers, did you see the outcome of that?
No, I didn't.
All right, so they went in yesterday, and they were going to make a ruling if they were going to be resentenced, which means that they would be out by Christmas if they've got, you know, got the break and everything. Well, the judge blew it off and said, no. We'll deal with this in January. Not going to let you out. You're not going to get resentenced. We're going to let a new DA take a look at this.
That's
and
what
blah,
I was
going to
say.
Blah.
I thought it was the DA. New
but here,
situation.
Here, I think Lyle Menendez, I think he screwed up, okay? He's been married for 20 years, and he just announced just last week that the marriage was over, that he's leaving his wife. Now, he's in prison. He can't be going far, right? But she's been with him the entire time he's been in prison, and now that he's going to get out or thought he was getting out, he dumps her.
No, I think it was the right thing to do because so many women are in love with them.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I think it was the good move.
No. It's good in his mind what he's doing, but what a schmuck. She's stuck with him for 20 years.
And now
while
maybe
he's
he
in
could actually
bunkie,
see her.
And now that he can get out and play the field, or he thinks he can get out and play the field, he dumps her.
Yeah, I kind of get
that's
it, though.
That's a schmuck. I get it, but I'm just saying that's a really terrible move.
Yeah, he wants a buffet.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm glad that judge said, no, not so fast there, Leroy. You're not getting out.
Do they
have
conjugal visits?
They have to.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But he figured he was getting out.
Oh,
I don't
now
need
he's
the
not
visit
gonna,
anymore.
Now he's not going to have any, I guess.
No, he's screwed now.
For a month.
Do you have to be married to have conjugal visits? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Or
I don't know what the lockup
whores.
Situation is. I have no idea. I don't think you just call up something out of the old, you know, Rolodex.
No.
But I have no Rolodex. Idea. I don't know. But
you have to either be a spouse or a registered partner.
Registered partner.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, he did screw up.
He screwed up.
Yeah, he did. He screwed up. Now he's not going to get any
spoke too soon.
It just shows what a schmuck he is, though. You know? This woman has stuck by you, put money into your canteen, and all this for 20 years, because the whole time they've been together, he's been locked up. Mm-hmm. And she stuck with you. And then you find out that you might get out, you dump her.
But specifically, actually, in California, you don't have to be married. You just have to show that you have some sort of established relationship. So if you, like, wrote a bunch of letters to a girl and then she showed up, you could still have a conjugal visit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, you look deep into this. Yeah. Holy cow. You thinking about getting locked up out there or something?
Maybe now, yeah.
So I'm kind of glad this guy got pushed off, and I hope the new DA let him out.
What bad timing during an election. You know, like, everybody was so excited for the release, thought it was going to happen, and then they get a new DA, and then the old DA is like, look, not on my watch, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And have the new guy take it.
They're claiming the old DA lost the election because of the decision he made to let him out.
Oh, okay.
That people were so against it that's how he lost the election. All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on this Tuesday, a couple of days away from Thanksgiving.
BJ and Jamie.
Thanksgiving.
Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can find us there. You'll get the podcast there later on today, too. It's a free app for your phone, the Odyssey app. Download it today. Oh, big warning out there. Do not wash your bird.
Your turkey?
Yeah.
Really?
Why? Yeah.
Like, wash it. What do you mean?
Rinsing raw poultry won't eliminate salmonella or other harmful bacteria that can make you sick. Only cooking it to 165 degrees can do that. What rinsing will do is increase the chances of cross-contamination in your kitchen.
Boom! There you go. If you wash your turkey, you're going to put nothing but bacteria in your sink.
Oh, my God. It would so gross me out. My dad would thaw out our turkey in the sink.
Really?
All I could think of is, like, things, you know, walking up the pipes, like, some, you know, like, bacteria and stuff.
And just, like, all the dishes that get washed in there.
Oh, my God.
That is so disgusting,
too. It is so disgusting.
Yeah. I had no idea you're not supposed to wash it, though. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I guess I've never seen a turkey being washed.
I rinse off my chicken breasts.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do.
Should I not be doing that?
No. No poultry. No.
Whoops.
I do that all the time. I get that slime off.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to wash any, according to the report. I had no idea. I don't do it. But I didn't know you shouldn't do it. I had no idea.
You know what I find funny, though, is especially at the table last night, I was with 8 girls. Everybody is like the most obnoxious expert on how to cook a turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And like every one of you knows exactly how to do it.
Well, I know how I do it every year, and it turns out fine, so I don't look to make any changes.
No,
so
I know, but there are pushers. There are pushers out there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah, there was one at our table, and she was a real pusher.
Yeah.
Adamant.
I run into people all the time that are like, you don't know what you're doing if you're not deep-frying that turkey. You know what? Yours is crap compared to deep-fry. Okay, I've tried it. I didn't really care for it.
Yeah.
That's fine. To each his own, you know?
Yeah.
But you're right. There's a lot of people out there that will just push and push.
God. Now, I will say this, and it's a kind of a good idea, maybe you want to think about it, because we had the option. My dad would make the deep fried one and then the regular one.
Yeah.
The roasted one.
Have two.
Yeah.
That was a nice mix of, because one was crispy and you'd have that piece and then you'd have the other moist piece. And that was a good selection.
I've never been able to get the deep fried right. And I know that's me.
Yeah.
I'm sure your dad did it right. I know a lot of people do it right, but I've tried it and it's a lot of oil. It's a lot of work to do it. And it's just
so
much.
Heavy.
It's heavy.
And there's fire.
And every time I do it, Jamie, the outside's done, but the inside's not.
Oh,
yeah. And I don't know if I have the right temperature when it comes to the oil. I just screw it up. And I'm the type that once I screw it up, I just don't try it again.
Because you can go to YouTube, I bet.
Yeah, well, I could go to Popeyes and just buy it.
Go where?
To Popeyes. Chicken.
Oh, I thought he said Popeyes. Pot pie.
No, I just go to Popeyes and buy it because they sell the deep fried.
Did you guys
hear
pot pie?
I heard it differently too. I don't know why. I did.
Popeyes. It's like how you say Lady Gaga.
Gaga. I said Popeyes. You go there, like you can buy a turkey. You can buy a turkey. But I just can't do it deep fried. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I mean,
just don't get it
right.
Do
you feel like, this is just a question, like, do you feel like your kids are worried about your food?
No.
I mean, considering somebody had to be like flight for life?
Like, even just a little bit?
No, I don't think so. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I mean,
you have one flight for life incident and with food poisoning.
Yeah.
It might make you a little skittish.
I'd be like, Mom, I'm never coming over ever again.
My son was here yesterday. He's all excited about it. So
yeah,
I don't think they are.
That's not the one that got flight for life.
Yeah, I don't think so, Jamie. I mean, that's the question. Is you think they are? I don't think they are because they've eaten since then.
Okay,
that's been a few years.
Remember, so. Actually, they went around the corner and ate at Sonic.
Yeah, that was a different.
Oh, they did leave that one day.
That wasn't a turkey, though. That was something else.
I'm just wondering. If my dad had one of us on a flight for life, I'd be like, yeah, we're kind of not gonna do this.
Yeah, one episode. You're allowed one episode in life, I think.
One flight for life.
Yeah, like a Groupon, you know. Just because you had one doesn't mean you're going to kill everybody. Right?
Bucket lists. Yeah. It was, you know,
and
what?
Not
you
only that, it. I've learned from that experience.
Right, exactly,
you know, I've learned how to cook better. So I think we're good.
Okay,
I think we're
going
to have a great holiday.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, this is such a great time of year, isn't it, though?
It is.
I mean, family
so
getting
exciting.
Together, food, you got football.
And guess what? My HOA, they turned on all our lights.
They did?
Yes. Nice.
The ours did, too.
I'm so excited.
We're up and running,
it
man.
Looks amazing.
You know, and for me, I kind of like this holiday better than Christmas. Simply because the expectations aren't there, you know, as far as the gifts and you know, the whole hoopla. I mean, I like Christmas.
I love Christmas.
And I know Christmas is your favorite, Jamie.
It is.
But for me, I really like Thanksgiving, which, you know, kind of leads into the entire, I mean, we really celebrate for 2 months.
Yeah, that's true.
It all starts with Halloween, actually.
I'm like in love with my travel tree.
Yeah.
I love my travel tree so much. Last night, I just sat on the couch and I didn't have TV on or anything. I just looked and I was like, this is a great tree that you've put together, James.
Yeah. It's cool to look back at all the memories.
Now, what are the highlights of the tree?
Well, like I bought a model of the A380, which is the aircraft that we flew to Dubai on.
Yeah.
So I bought a model of it.
So it's on the tree.
The Emirates A380. Okay. Yeah, it's on the tree. Oh, my God.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I got like this scuba diving mask, and it's little. You know, it's an ornament, and it has Ralphie certified, and the date he got certified to scuba dive.
That's cool.
On the front
that's
of the
cool.
mask. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
there are
that's
so many.
Cool. That's cool.
Just
a lot of memories there.
Lots of memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got my travel tree, too.
Yeah.
I've got it up. I've got a picture of the Lyman Mall. Well, no, Jimmy,
that's a keepsake.
Hang on a second. Don't. That's not.
I'm not. I love the Lyman Mall.
Just because I can't go to places you know, you don't have to treat me that way.
I love the Lyman Mall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't you have that bear from Tennessee, that famous bear?
Cocaine bear?
Yeah, cocaine bear.
Yeah, no, he's from Kentucky.
Kentucky, sorry.
Yeah, you don't travel much, do you? You thought he was from Tennessee.
No, he's
in Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
If you remember, I went and visited that bear.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, he and I are kind of buddies.
Tight.
In the business, if you know what I mean. All right, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got my tree up, too. And I've got a picture, you know. Of Morrison, just all the places.
Actually,
I've been.
I have a friend that has a Colorado tree, and it's beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah, it's all Colorado colors and Colorado ornaments and stuff. It's actually really beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah. So a lot of people do. We talked about this yesterday a little bit, but everybody does now. It's like a thing to do themes.
Yeah, we do that stupid Mickey Mouse. I swear, man. If I got one, you know, Olaf. Who wants Olaf?
Disney tree.
By the way, I saw that picture you posted yesterday of Olaf the toilet. Was that you?
What?
Wasn't that Olaf the picture that you of the toilet?
Of the
that had the eyeballs on it?
Oh, no, it wasn't Olaf. It was just somebody.
You posted that, right?
I did. Okay, I apologize. Okay. Yeah. It was the day before, but yeah.
I thought it was Olaf.
Oh, no. It's
that's what it looks like.
I didn't think about that. But no, somebody, it's like, it looks like an older picture, but somebody decorated their toilet and they put eyeballs on it and antlers behind it.
Yeah.
And they opened the mouth of
Some people do that now.
Ew. No, I said things I won't be doing today. That's nasty.
Go to my X account, Schwedel, and take a look at that picture. You tell me you don't think that's Olaf? That's the first thing I thought when I saw it.
Really?
I thought, man, you could take a commode and turn it into Olaf.
Well, you should
that's
do
awesome.
That. But I was like, things I won't be doing today, which is decorating my toilet. But then somebody said, wouldn't it be hilarious if you decorated your son, because he has his own bath, right? And if I decorated it, I think he'd be so irritated.
And he just like, came home to it?
Oh my God. I think he'd just roll his eyes.
Bob, I'm a college student.
Exactly.
Hello.
Even more reason to do it.
Doesn't that look like Olaf?
It looks like Rudolph.
Rudolph?
Yeah, the reindeer.
Rung off.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just got like Disney fever or something.
I think he's
all the decorations are in my house.
Yeah. There's no like carrot nose. It's just the red nose. And then he's a reindeer. He's got the antlers. I think Olaf has a top hat, right?
So, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. That's all you're seeing is Disney characters. Everything looks...
I know. He's so brainwashed now. Yeah.
Poor me.
Right?
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I have good news and I have bad news.
Uh-oh. Good news, bad news. Let's see. Which one do I want first? Let's back into with good news. Bad news first.
Okay,
bad
probably news. The nicest text we've ever received.
That's the bad news?
No, that's the good news. Oh, wait, what did you say you wanted?
Bad news first.
Oh, okay, here's this. One of the best texts is the good news. One of the saddest texts is the bad news.
Oh.
Okay, they're both there.
Yeah.
All right, bad news is...
I just wanted to let you guys know that you completely duped me. So thanks. I took a trip out to Lyman to find the mall you were talking about with the world's largest waterfall, and I found out it was a lie.
No, your GPS is wrong.
Yeah, how could
because,
you not find that?
Yeah, it's right there. It's right off Main Street.
It's
easy
huge.
To find. Huge. You can see it from space.
Really?
So big.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right, next.
World's best text was this one. Good morning. Just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving and let you know that I am grateful for you guys. I listen to you all when I'm getting ready for work and then when I'm driving in. And I literally can't imagine my mornings without you.
Aww.
Yeah, we're your duper station.
Yeah. Liars.
Oh, my God. Did we say it was the largest waterfall? Is that what we went with?
I remember largest mall. I don't remember
no,
the waterfall,
waterfall
part.
It was a waterfall.
Yeah, I
yes.
remember
was
largest
waterfall
indoor,
too?
Yes. indoor waterfall.
A water park.
Yeah,
no, just indoor waterfall.
Yeah, because it's the largest water feature. It was a waterfall in the inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I just can't remember the lies. Well, you know that's part of the problem is when you lie a lot, you can't remember.
Well, you know what my mom always told me? Yeah. The easiest way to go through life is not to lie. Then you don't have to remember.
No, exactly.
Words to live by.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's too late now. I mean, jeez, I've lied this long.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not going to clean it up now.
So, you guys, just so you know, there's no waterfall in
the But the
bad.
World's largest mall is still there.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Hey, somebody just texted. I don't know if this is true or not. If you have a frozen turkey, you need to take it out today.
Yes.
So, there you go. The other thing that's going viral, and I don't agree with this at all. They're saying nobody needs to see your picture of your turkey on social media. I disagree. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're all, you know, kind of the same.
I've never done it.
You haven't?
No, I've never posted a turkey.
I have, just because we light ours on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen your blazing turkey.
Yeah. Well, it's a flame. Turkey. It's a flamer.
Yeah. It is a flaming turkey.
It is a flaming turkey.
It's pretty cool.
I'll tell you how you do it. You take sugar cubes, and then you soak them or you know, sprinkle them with vanilla extract. And then when your turkey comes out, you make six little slices on the top of the turkey. Put the sugar cubes in them. Light them on fire. Boom, you got a flaming turkey, and then that sugar coating kind of goes over the skin.
Yeah.
So it's really good.
Yeah. And that's not the only recipe. You can use kerosene, gasoline, there's all kinds. You'll still get a flaming turkey.
Right? Yeah, you can use a sparkler right out the butt.
You'll get a flaming turkey. So there's many ways to make a flaming turkey.
Many. All right, demure is the word of the year. Demure. This all took off because of this person. I forgot their name, but anyway.
LeBron.
Yeah, Jules LeBron. Here it is.
See how I do my makeup for work? Very demure, very mindful. I don't come to work with a green cut crease. I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. See how I look very presentable? The way I came to the interview is the way I go to the job. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson and go to the job looking like Patty and Selma. Not demure. I'm very modest. I'm very mindful. You see my shirt? Only a little chichi out. Not my chocho. Be mindful of why they hired you. Here's your reality check, diva. What's the name you'd like me to make it out to?
Look, I'm just going to guess, but with that voice and that attitude, I got a feeling she wasn't hired.
What?
That person that we just played?
Was it hired?
Was it? She's talking about going to an interview.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
She's no, she was about, hired because she's very yeah. demure.
Yeah. Oh, she talks God. About going to the job.
Yeah, who she said hires how, that person?
She said how she is at the
job. You imagine in a job what a load that would be?
No, because she only has a little chichi, not her cho-cho. Duh.
I guess I missed that part.
She only shows a little chichi. And not her cho-cho.
I want more chi-chi. How about that?
You can't go a full-blown cho-cho.
I just want to know what a cho-cho is. I feel like, what's it? Well, I don't even know what I think a chi-chi or a cho-cho is. I'm not sure what parts I'm on right
now. Yeah, I'm not sure I want to know. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, you are not very demure today.
I'm not?
No,
why not?
You are not very demure.
What is demure?
And demure means like you're just like calmly cool. Demure.
Calmly cool.
You're classy.
Yeah, you're demure.
Classy.
Like sort of reserved, yeah.
Right. But you look respectful.
Yeah.
Like you're respectful, but you're just chill.
Chill.
But put together chill. Does that make sense?
No.
Right, because let's talk about your elbow.
Oh. Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know.
Spadell, did you see this?
No,
his entire elbow is popping out of his shirt.
What? How did you rip that?
I don't know.
It's like the size of the Grand Canyon.
It was fine when you got here this morning.
It was?
I think so.
No, it wasn't.
We didn't notice it until just now, right?
So let me tell you what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a hole in my shirt.
That's an adjective Bitch. For demure.
What do you mean?
An antonym, you mean?
I mean an antonym. Sorry.
Yeah.
You are absolutely the opposite of demure.
I am?
Yes.
I'm holy.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't know what that's from.
That's a crater. That's
not a hole. I noticed it this morning when I put my elbow on the center console.
That is one hell of a
hole. Driving into work because it was so cold. And I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And I got a hole in my shirt, but yeah.
Yeah. Not very mindful either.
Is anyone, Jamie, just quickly here, demure. Who on the show is the most demure?
Carson.
Okay.
He's
chill.
Chill, put together.
Okay.
Demure.
Yeah.
All right.
No holes in the clothing.
Right. Yeah. I would call him the most demure.
The most demure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not sure I know what it is, but.
Somebody says, here, this will help BJ. It means not trashy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I like trashy myself. Okay.
So I like trashy's
fun. I embrace trashy.
Yeah. I mean, demure sounds like a lot of work.
It sure does. Well, that's what I meant by that girl being hired. Can you imagine how much work that is around the office?
Chi-chi, cha-cha.
Drama, man. Yes. Drama. Yes. Demure is drama.
Chi-chi, cha-cha. Cho-cho, not cha-cha. All right, we're all going to gain 6 pounds before the end of the year.
Bring it.
You know what? I don't know if this is a compliment or a criticism, but you know, I told you about that whole story with that psycho girl. Like, I want to see your camera. Blah, and then you took pictures. What a crazy bitch. Anyway, there was a guy and a couple that I'd seen a long, long time ago, and they walked in, and they go, oh, my God, I didn't even recognize you, Jamie. You've lost so much weight. Is that a compliment?
Yes, it is.
It's a compliment.
I don't know. That means I was one fat pig.
No, it just means they recognize the fact that, you guys aren't happy with anything.
They're acknowledging
No, listen. Hang on a second. Right. You're not happy with anything. Here's a person that walks up to pay you a compliment, and you find a way to take that the demeaning way.
It's better than not saying anything.
They thought I was a big...
No, they never even entered their mind. It's just, you look different. I don't know why, but you look good.
No, they said, oh my God, we didn't even recognize you. You've lost so much weight, you fat pig. That's what they said.
They didn't say the fat pig part.
I'm just saying, they didn't have to say the other part.
I'm just saying. You look for a way to find... The negative in a compliment.
Anyway.
That's hard to do.
It is.
Have you met women?
That's work. You know, my wife's the same way, though.
Yeah.
I can say something and she'll twist that thing around. And I don't mean that in any way, but it'll get twisted.
And I don't know why we have such a hard time as women taking compliments.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, oh my God, no I don't. I look horrible. You know,
see,
like,
that would
if
never...
you're like, oh my God, your hair looks so good. No, it doesn't. It's so horrible. Oh my God, it's so just... We don't just say thank you. Like, you got to learn to say thank you.
Yeah, you can say, oh, man, your hair looks great. You'll think, oh, man, he just called me a sea hag.
Yeah, we should learn to say thank you. You are correct about that. All right, so just expect to add on some fat.
You know, I saw that story about the adding on of fat from 5 to 10 pounds, I think it is, over the holidays, right? I wonder if this year that doctors are seeing Ozempic shots shoot up.
Oh, I'm picking mine up today.
This time of the year.
I am.
Just saying, you're going to get that holiday rush.
No, it's true. I'm going to go over to ReviveMD today.
I bet you a lot of people.
Yeah.
Are doing the same thing.
I am. I'm not kidding. I'm on the saying, Bible, they have it ready
thinking
for me.
Of that. I was thinking of this when I saw that about gaining weight. I thought, I'll bet you doctors are seeing a rush of appointments right now of people going in to get this shot so they can lay off the pecan pie.
I know. And then one of the girls, because I said I'm going to pick it up today, and one of the girls like, no, enjoy Thanksgiving. And here's the thing. With Ozempic or whatever, it doesn't make you not enjoy Thanksgiving. It's just that you only take like a couple of bites. You don't inhale the whole meal.
To the point where you have to unbutton your pants.
Right, right. You just eat enough until you're full. It's the weirdest
thing. I want to unbutton.
I do too. I want to be stoned.
I want to unbutton, so I don't have a problem with that.
Speaking of which, did you see that one guy said that he tried to eat like Donald Trump for an entire day? And he's been bedridden because he's so sick.
This sounds disgusting.
Oh, my God. He said, I found a newfound respect for the president-elect who consumes multiple McDonald's burgers, Milky Way candy bars, Doritos chips, milkshakes, and up to a dozen Diet Cokes per day. He eats 5,000 calories. This is Donald Trump. 5,000 calories, 253 grams of fat. Three times the recommended level of 78 grams. He has 253 grams.
How does this guy know?
I guess it was in a book.
Yeah, he even took down like an entire Doritos bag full, like ate the entire thing. It was 2,500 calories.
Oh, alone. God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he washed it all down with yet another Diet Coke.
Oh.
For dinner, it was 2 Big Macs and 2 Filet-O-Fish. Some of the Trump's closest allies claim he only has one of each, but in the book, Let Trump Be Trump, his aide said when the Don is hungry, he doubles up. So he also has a small chocolate. I mean, that is, how is he alive?
Yeah, I don't know if I buy it.
I do.
That's a lot.
I mean, he's always
eating. Guys, 5,000 calories.
But you can't do that every day.
He eats a lot of crap.
Well, I'm sure, but I'm just saying every single day that much.
Oh my God!
Big Macs. I couldn't do that. Two Big Macs and a fillet of fish and fries and everything at dinner every single night. I don't know.
That other guy, his buddy RFK or whatever, isn't he trying to make America healthy again?
Yeah, that's his whole thing.
Well, he's got a whole project over there.
Yeah. You got to start from the top.
I don't want to make it healthy again. I like the food that we have. Yeah, I mean, it's better than the, you know, if you go out and buy vegetables. I mean, that's boring, guys.
I will tell you.
I like food.
They kind of ruined McDonald's French fries when they took away that horrible oil.
Yeah, you want them to go back to the beef tallow, right?
Yeah. So my girlfriend owned 6 McDonald's, and she said everybody in their whole family was just, because it was mandatory to change oil. And she said they all still remember, and they have a little bit of it set back, the old oil, for special occasions at home.
You really?
They bring out the special oil. Let's go.
I'll say they still have the best fries.
They do have the best fries.
They still do.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know they changed the oil. I can't tell that much of a difference. Maybe I could if you put both in front of me and I ate them. But as of right now, I've been conditioned to the new stuff. But they still have the best fries.
I just wish they'd fry them a little bit, like 5 seconds longer.
See, I like Wendy's because they stay crispy. Even when they're cold, they're crispy.
They're crispy?
Yeah.
Because McDonald's, I get some floppers. It reminds me of ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
And it looks like RFK wants to bring back the beef tallow, so they'll go back to the old fries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that stuff killed you.
That's what he said. His thing is, like, they didn't, the science wasn't correct back then, that the seed oils that they use now are actually worse for you than the beef.
What?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I swear. It was like when, what was that? Oh my God, it gave you the Hershey squirts when you ate those chips.
Olestra?
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
People were just pooping their pants after eating some chips.
Yeah. I did.
Speaking of which, just finally for you guys, BJ sometimes doesn't understand what I'm saying, right? And that's okay, because he doesn't fully listen. And so I was just talking on my own to Carson, just having a nice conversation about the turkey trot, and all of a sudden I hear, "You got the turkey trots?"
I get them every year. every year, right after that pecan pie.
It's like Brown Friday, man.
The turkey trots. We all get
it. It's like I was talking about a turkey trot, and you're like, no, you weren't. You said you got the turkey trots.
Yeah. What were you talking about then?
An actual walk, a turkey trot.
Yeah, like.
It's a walk you
do. They have them all over on Thanksgiving.
I've never heard of those. There's only one turkey trot that I know of. And man, does it hit you. Gravy doesn't help either. You combine that with cranberry,
okay,
folks.
All right.
You'll get
we're
the turkey
done.
Trots.
There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You can find us on the Odyssey app. You'll get the podcast there later. Earlier this morning, we talked to the Mountain Wave weather guy. We love that dude, John. And John told us that if you're headed to the mountains today, it's going to be crucial. You got to get going because there's a chance that you won't make it through the mountains if you don't get going quickly. All right, so that's first of all. And down here, the snow varies. Could be a couple of inches here, could be 4 inches there, could be 8 inches here. I mean, it's all over the place this morning.
Yeah, I saw that. And it starts tomorrow morning?
I think tonight.
Tonight.
Okay. Right. But again, if you're headed up to the mountains, we've seen some of the pictures from Vail. They've already got over a foot of snow up there.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, I don't know what the road conditions are. I haven't checked lately. But it's pretty nasty.
So go to CDOT. I really highly recommend that. And by the way, I might come back in a body cast, but that's a different Oprah.
What do you mean?
Because I haven't been skiing or snowboarding in a couple of years, and I'm going up this weekend, and I'm fearful.
Yeah, you're going to be sore.
Bilateral wrist fractures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
It is. Well, especially boarding because you catch an edge.
When you're out of control up there.
Oh, my God.
I've almost hit a tree up there before.
Yeah.
Pulled a big Sonny Bono. Before you know it, smack.
Oh, I don't think
right
it has that
tree.
Name.
Well, it's been long enough.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been years.
Yeah.
It's been
so
years
I am concerned about my health. Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you because I don't have a lot of fun when I'm not very good at something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's the thing is like my kid is so good at snowboarding. Like he's, you know, he does the rails and all that crap and jumps and stuff. And he's like, why are you already tired? I'm like, because I'm falling every 5 seconds.
You're
which
getting
means,
beat up.
Yeah. You're just like going down. Everything's fine. My body's like, I got to get back up.
Yeah, I'm a one run person.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo. That's enough. Anyway. Yeah. So
I'm out of there. All right. BJ and Jamie's Giving Tree. Pushing this really hard because it's time to nominate. We need families with kids. It's all about the kiddos for the holidays.
Yeah, and so here's the deal. The cutoff is on Sunday, so please get the family that you want to nominate. Get them in there. Go to alice1059.com, and you'll see it right there, right smack dab in the middle of the website. Again, it's alice1059.com. Nominate a family that has little kids, and we're going to hook them up for Christmas, hopefully.
Yeah. We put 20 families up on the tree. They've got kiddos. You then go out and purchase. When people adopt these families, you purchase for the kiddos toys, and it turns into a wonderful event that we do at Dave and Buster's, which, by the way, is a sponsor, obviously, along with Longmont Dairy and Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. Nominate today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. One more time, the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree up and running 2024. You can nominate a family. Just go to the website in order to do so. Dominate?
Yeah. Nominate.
Nominate. My microphone's all messed up.
I know. I see that.
Yeah. It's all flippy.
Anyway, so go on there, alice1059.com, and nominate a family for the Giving Tree.
All right. So you've got Ralphie coming to town. First
tomorrow.
Time since he's been at college, right? Yes. That's pretty exciting. You guys are going up to the mountains. He's going to do a little boarding. He's got a list of restaurants he wants to hit here in town.
Yeah, because he's
been
California the whole time.
Full weekend.
I know. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. Tomorrow I'm picking him up.
Yeah. I've got the same thing.
Hopefully
I've got my
no
boys coming in.
There's no issues with the flights for your kids and my kids.
Seriously.
There shouldn't be.
A pretty good job.
You should be okay.
Yeah.
Well, mine's not until Friday.
Yeah.
So the weather shouldn't be a problem. What is that?
What's that?
I'm on hold.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry.
Who are you on hold for?
Revive MD.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, just
trying to get shot, huh?
Trying to get my mice and my
glucose. You got
to
get your fix.
Yeah, I just, gotcha. I'm just on hold. Mm-hmm. So
they should be answering anytime. I think we'll just sit and wait.
Okay, they said it was going to be a brief hold.
Okay.
This doesn't feel very brief.
Yeah. I like those messages where they say, just leave your number, we'll call you back.
Oh, my gosh. I like those. Those are the best.
Do they ever do that, though?
Yes, they do.
Oh, they do? I've never done that.
Oh, I use it all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it works great.
But then I feel like I always have to wait for my phone. Like, I have to be on a ready.
You don't want to miss it, because then you have to go back in the queue again.
Well, it's usually within 15 minutes you get called back.
Can I just say this is not very
bad.
Brief at all?
But I will tell you this. I will tell you this. Here's the ones I hate, okay?
Okay.
And this happens to me quite a bit. And I despise it. I hate it. And I think that companies that do this, you should go out of business. I hope you go bankrupt, okay?
Whoa.
No, that's the ones when you've gone through the hoops and all the, whatever it takes to get to somebody. You finally get somebody on the phone. It's taking you a good 12, 15 minutes to do so, right? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're going to transfer you to somebody else that's going to take it to another level.
Welcome to the IRS.
They're going to take it to another level, and what happens? They disconnect
you. Oh, no.
And they don't call you back.
No.
You have to start from scratch. Those are the people I hate.
Listen, ask Tony, right? Tony used to be my CPA. Ask him about us sitting in the conference room for 2 hours on hold with the IRS, and they did the same thing and dropped us.
Yeah.
And then guess what? Then it hit 5 o'clock, and they were... their time,
then they cut it off.
I had a person with, and I'm trying to think who it was with. I think it was an insurance company. It was somebody that I was trying to contact. It takes forever just to get them on the phone. You have to go through all kinds of hoops just to get to somebody. Finally, you do. They're going to talk to you, and you're explaining your situation. It goes on for 5 minutes, and then they're going to transfer you, and that's when they lose you. But they don't call you back.
No, they don't care.
I understand that if you're transferring somebody, you could lose them, but have the decency and the courtesy to call me back. Please?
I have bad news. Sounds like I'm going to be fat again.
Yeah.
They still haven't picked
up. They're not going to answer. You're just going to be on hold all day.
It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. Why not just go ahead and go for it?
Just go ahead.
Put the shot off until the first of the year.
Just put the butter on the biscuit.
You look good with an extra 15.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, if you gain an extra 15 pounds, it's a good look.
The average was like 6 pounds. Now you're going to 15 automatically?
Well, wow. I say go for it. I say go for it.
Full set.
I think at 15, you look good. You look really good.
BJ and the heifer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just plump it up, you know? I plan on going for it.
I'll be the white Lizzo.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's do this together. I'm going for it. I'm not holding back at all during the holiday.
I know.
It's just boom.
Now, do you wear sweatpants?
All the time.
No, I'm on Thanksgiving. Or do you get dressed up?
No, I don't get dressed up to come here.
I know.
Why would I get dressed
up
at
all?
No, I just think like people usually dress nice.
No, I feel like you wear
sweatpants.
Sweatpants all the way, t-shirt, holes in it,
ready for anything.
I'm doing all the cooking, so.
Comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got to be comfy for it. So, yeah, but I have no problem with just pigging out throughout the holidays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to jump into the Colorado candy. That would be easy to do. I save my calories for the stuff I really like.
Gotcha.
For through the holidays.
By the way, if you're wondering why I have that white bag with the Colorado Candy Company candy in it, it's to take to somebody as my, thanks for hosting me gift.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's a weird look to have that bag in your hands and be on hold for the Ozempic.
Yeah.
It's a contrast
look. It is odd.
You know, you're holding a white bag right now that says Colorado Candy Company, and you're waiting on a shot to keep you from eating it.
Yeah,
it's a very disturbing picture I'm looking at right now.
Very divided.
No, I mean, here she said, look at it. We're on hold for Ozempic.
I know,
we got Colorado Candy right here in front of her. It's weird.
It is.
It's weird.
You're right.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Spadil, we haven't asked you what you're doing for the Turkey Day. I mean, you, your uncle, your dad, your mom, what's going on?
Well, my mom's going to come down from Sterling and cook us a Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Your mom is.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
And we decided not to do turkey this year. We're going to do ham.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Normally like ham.
Yeah, normally we do ham at Christmas, but we're going to do ham at Thanksgiving, and then I think we're going to do steaks for Christmas.
BJ's doing tacos.
Yeah, tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taco Thursday.
Little fiesta.
How happy he is about that?
Yeah. Super
pumped. Oh, yeah. Salsa.
Sour cream.
Yeah. Just let it go. You're going to have cheese. You're gonna have a real Thanksgiving on Friday.
Yeah. You're
just
right.
Just let it go.
You're
let
right.
Go.
Gotta let it go. Wait a minute. Your mom's coming down doing the cooking, but you're doing ham. You don't have to cook it, do you?
Well, she got to cook all the sides and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Pick that up at KFC.
Yeah. Well.
Or honey baked.
Honey baked. Over the honey baked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our hams are good.
Yeah. They're mac and cheese.
We gotta go.
Say a couple things? First of all, let's all give me a round of applause. I went out last night with 7 girls, and I am here today.
Woo! Yeah, trooper.
Right. Okay. So thank you very much.
Very good booth.
And number two is I cannot wait to get home and get my freaking phone.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it is so crazy. So I asked Carson to look at this hotel, whatever, and I go, oh, I got to book that. It says only 2 left. And I'm like, let me set it in my reminders. I couldn't put it in my reminders because I don't have a phone.
Yeah.
It's been a long morning.
He promised to call you.
Yeah. And so then I used
to let you know.
I used Shmadil's phone. How many times did you try to grab for it when I had it?
Oh, I wanted to just pull it out of your hand the whole time.
The whole time? Yeah. I said, he's got so much anxiety because I'm using his phone right now.
Yeah. You don't know what's going to pop up.
Yeah. I can turn it around to look where I normally put it, and I'm like, where is my phone? Oh, yeah.
It's so personal when it's in somebody else's hands.
Yeah. It is, isn't it?
Your
it's
phone.
The worst feeling. It is.
I don't know why. There's not crap on mine, but I feel the same way.
Yeah, when somebody else has it. Like
you're violating me right now. How about putting my phone? You'd much rather it be in your hands and you showing the screen than them actually having their stinking paws on your phone.
I felt bad because I knew how you were getting anxiety.
The loss of control sucks.
It does. Oh, my God. We're so addicted.
Have a great holiday weekend. Everybody enjoy. Be safe. And we'll see you back here next week on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Gobble, gobble. Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.